KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. State lawmakers have released more than 80 proposals for new laws and constitutional amendments ahead of the legislative session that starts next Tuesday. The first batch of pre-filed bills was released last week. They cover a wide range of topics, from elections to education, healthcare, energy, and even artificial intelligence. Some of the bills aim to tackle key priorities lawmakers campaigned on this past fall. Senate Majority Leader Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, has pre-filed a bill that would return public sector workers to a pension system. A similar bill passed the Senate last year, but failed to advance in the Republican-led House amid questions about its cost. Geisel says a return to a pension system would both help the state recruit and retain employees while limiting the state's risk.
This bill is not your grandfather's pension. This bill is a modern pension, which spreads the risk among retirees, active employees, and the employer.
Geisel says she sees a, quote, positive future for the bill, with a pension-friendly coalition of moderate Republicans, Democrats, and independents set to take control of the House. Representative-elect Chuck Kopp, an Anchorage Republican slated to be the majority leader in the lower chamber, says he anticipates the House Finance Committee will take a closer look at a similar shared risk pension proposal and come up with its own tweaks based on hearings and public input.
It will be a priority bill for the House and treated as such by being a committee bill.
Meanwhile, Sutton Republican Representative George Rauscher has pre-filed a bill on another 2024 campaign issue, repealing ranked choice voting and open primaries. Alaskans rejected a similar ballot question in November by the narrowest of margins, just over 700 votes. Pre-filing a bill can highlight an issue of importance to a lawmaker or their constituents, but there's no guarantee that it will pass into law. Of the 665 bills introduced during the last legislature, just 13% made it through both chambers and passed the governor's veto pen. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will buy up to $50 million worth of Alaska pollock, according to a press release last week from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. The estimated 15 million pounds of pollock will go towards supplying food banks and other food aid programs around the country. The USDA spent about $200 million purchasing seafood like salmon and pollock last year, according to AFSCME officials. Alaska pollock is the country's largest fishery by volume, but it was among several species that saw prices plummet in 2023. The USDA buy also comes after another bad year for pollock fishermen in the Gulf of Alaska. The fishery's bee season came to a close months early because of an unprecedented amount of Chinook caught as bycatch or incidental harvest. The A season for the pollock fisheries in both the Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska start this month. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The mayor of Anchorage has thrown her support behind the Eklutna tribe's efforts to build a small casino on the outskirts of the city. Her endorsement comes as the Bureau of Indian Affairs has closed public comment on the project. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, it's a small piece of property that raises some big issues.
The land in question is just off the Glen Highway's Birchwood exit, only about 6.5 acres on a native allotment that could become another important test case for tribal sovereignty in Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy has already targeted the project in the wish list he sent to President-elect Donald Trump. He asked him to reverse an Interior Department decision last year that gave the Eklutna tribe the okay to pursue its gaming hall. In contrast, Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance has given her wholehearted support. She says the project will generate hundreds of jobs in the construction phase and even more after it opens.
We believe that there would be a spillover effect, too, that would boost surrounding businesses, hotels, and workers.
In mid-December, the BIA opened up its environmental assessment of the project for comment. LaFrance said in her written response, the assessment found no significant concerns. We'd like to formally share our support for the native village of Eklutna as it exercises its sovereignty and pursues economic development. Words that LaFrance says reflect her confidence in the tribe and its track record for environmental stewardship.
There is such an emphasis on listening, problem solving, and being very open about the situation. And so I feel like that's part of what makes the relationship so strong.
It's really good to see Mayor LaFrance embracing what the tribes have to offer.
Longtime tribal advocates like attorney Sky Starkey say the mayor's public comments on the environmental assessment are unprecedented.
They're remarkable from the standpoint that they're from Alaska. They're not remarkable if they were in many, many other states that have good working relationships with tribes.
Starkey says while other states have long recognized how tribes bring jobs and economic development to the table, Alaska's state government has been bogged down in a debate over the legitimacy of tribes.
It's a constant struggle to advance the ball, hopefully through good relationships like the mayor's and others, Alaska moves forward.
Michelle Demert agrees. She's assistant professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where she works in the tribal governance department.
Tribes are really great partners. We bring in a lot of money. We bring in a lot of resources. We want the same types of healthy communities for our villages like everyone else wants.
But a group of neighboring property owners say the mayor shouldn't have endorsed the project without hearing from them first. In a lawsuit, they argue the land does not have Indian country status that would permit a casino, which would also hurt the rural character of their community. Debbie Oseander is not part of that lawsuit, but lives about a mile from the site. Her biggest complaint is that the BIA only allowed 3 weeks for public comment on the assessment and its supporting data, which includes hundreds of pages of highly technical information. Plans call for a restaurant and space for up to 700 electronic gambling machines. The tribe says it'll use the profits for scholarships, housing, health care, and cultural programs. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
And the world will be a better place for you.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. Another day in paradise, of course. A little snow this morning, but boy, it's a wet snow. There's no way it's going to stay around. But it's nice to see. The weather here has been a lot like Seattle. It hasn't been that cold at all yet. Hopefully winter will be here. Coming up now, we have Billy Walker with A Million and One, and then Shenandoah with Mama Knows, and then, of course, Johnny Price, Marijuana, the Deadly Flower.
How many teardrops have I cried over you? A million and one tears, a million and two. How many long nights have my arms ached for you? A million and one nights, a million and two. Loving you, darling, while I thought you loved me, only me. But you were just fooling, and the fool you were fooling was me.
Memory 15 and shy, I didn't tell Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. I wasn't home when Mama passed away. I didn't get to say I love you, but I've got this feeling. Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Mama knows, Mama knows.
The devil in disguise. You promise things no man can realize. On flights of make-believe, you send the mind. You're a one-way trip to a world of another kind. Your petals may be found across our land. And I reckon you're mean enough to grow in sand. In a backyard garden or a high-rise window box. You're there in the country or among the city's blocks. Marijuana, you're the father of the lie. And sometimes I'm made to wonder why that folks are deceived by your flower and held the prisoners of your mystic powers. Marijuana, your leaves could tell a tale that would chill. But you won't talk, and I guess you never will. For it silently you prey upon the youth as they search for love and peace and truth. Marijuana, may your name pass from the scene. And may the world forget you've ever been. And if folks should wonder how you fell, we'll say the devil planted you in hell.
Terrible stuff, bad stuff. Coming up now, we have a few I just have to follow up with, and that's Okie from Muskogee, Merle Haggard, of course, and then the funny one, Jim Stafford with Wildwood Weed.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. Don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving.
We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey! Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean.
All together, everybody.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Thank you.
A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, by golly. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Thank you. Here's, thank you so much. Here's a brand new record that's much on the same thought. We hope that you like it as much as you did Muskogee, and maybe it covers even a little wider area. Talks about the flag again, and I remember Tommy Collins telling me yesterday that if he would have dropped the flag when he was holding the flag in school, that they would have lost their right to recess. And I hope that's all we lose, is our right.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower is doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, and my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Let me give it a try." I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. Very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and we cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed, next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied with him, turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
And now we'll come back to reality here with Benny Barnes with Poor Man's Riches. After that, Highway 101, we'll do Whiskey If You Were a Woman. And then T.G. Shepherd with Do You Want to Go to Heaven?
Thank you. nice day of August, all of us were down by the banks of the Paint Rock River. I was next in line to be baptized at the innocent age of 10. Now I'll never forget and remember it yet, the taste of that clear pure water. And that preacher's words still fill my head, and I hear them now and then. He said, do you want lead me on, take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said yeah, just lead me on. It was the hottest night of summer, and our final high school dance was just about over. I was old enough for the taste of love when boys turned into men. I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But the preacher's words I barely heard as sweet Bonnie Lou gave in. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said, yeah. Just lead me on. It was a lonely night in Augusta. She was sitting at the end of the bar when I saw her. And with a little wine and a little time, she would be a prize to win. Now I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But that preacher's words could not be heard when she whispered, come on in. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. She said, do you want?
And coming up next on deck, we have little Hank Williams Jr. with I'm a Long Gone Daddy. After that, Mary Chapin Carpenter. I was just thinking about her. Shut Up and Kiss Me, and that's why I put it on. After that is Bill Luman with Neither One of Us.
Well, all you want to do is sit around and pout. Now I got an up and gal, I'm getting out. I'm leaving now.
Leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I've been in the doghouse a doggone long. When I get a kiss, I think there's something wrong. I'm leaving now.
Leaving now.
I'm leaving now. I'm long gone, daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I'll go find a gal that wants to treat me right. You go get yourself a man that wants to fight. Cause I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm long gone, daddy, I don't need you anyhow. You start your jaws a-wagging and they never stop. You never shut your mouth until I blow my top. I'm leaving now.
Leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I remember back when you were nice and sweet. Now things have changed, you'd rather fight than eat. I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I'm gonna do some riding on the midnight train.
I'm taking everything except my ball and chain. Well, I'm leaving now.
Leave now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow.
Sad to think that we're not gonna make it, and it's gotten to the point that we just can't fake it. But for some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one of us
wants to be the first to say goodbye. I keep wondering what I'll do without you. And I guess you must be wondering that same thing too. So we go on together, just living a lie. Because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. In my way. Cause when it comes to saying goodbye, that's a simple word I never could say. There can be a way. This can have a happy ending. But we can't go on hurting and pretending. So let's convince ourselves to give it one more try. Because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Goodbye at the fountain. I'm going say bye to the land of the sky. Away out on the mountain where the wild sheep grow and the buffalo low and the squirrels are so many you can't count them. Then I'll make love to some turtle dove way out on the mountain. Holy, 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 north winds blow and we're gonna have snow and the rain and the hail comes bouncing. I'll wrap myself in a grizzly bear coat way out on the mountain. Holy, 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 holy. Where the snakes are vile and the zebras wild and the beavers paddle on walking canes. Then I'll send my boots with the buffalo hide away out on the mountain. Hoodlee, ole. Ole, 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 ole. the whippoorwill sang me to sleep at night. And the eagle roost on the rocks of Spontane. I'll feast on the meat and the honey so sweet way out on the mountain. Holy, holy, how little, holy, how little, holy.
There we go. That was Away Out on the Mountain. That's Jim Reeves. Not Jim Reeves, but Jim Rogers, I guess. And let me see what we have here. That was from 1927, too, and that's pretty cool. What am I doing here? I'm trying to find who it really was. I guess it doesn't matter. It gives me something to do anyway, but let's take a look at who's next. That's more important here, right, than me wasting your time. Mel McDaniel's coming up with Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. After that, Kris Kristofferson with Spooky Lady. And then we have some Jim Reeves coming at us with I'm Getting Better.
Corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back. She ain't doing nothing wrong. Mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Looky here, who's in focus now? Hard and clear to the bone. No more fear,
you'd notice now, like a tear cast in stone. And she come from a spring to a fountain on the wing of her song. She's the king of the mountain. She's so good, Lord, and she's gone.
To hear your name.
I'm getting better.
I have a little bit of stuff to do on the screen here, so I'm off the air for a second, and we should get back on here in about 10 seconds from now. It'll be noon. So what do we have at noon? Well, I'm not, yeah, at 9 rather, not noon. What's the matter with me?